Hello, my name is Rob Ray from the Wealth Consulting Group here at UBS, and welcome to the 10 Spot, an approachable, unassuming podcast that explains various wealth management concepts in about 10 minutes. In this episode, we'll be discussing a frequently asked question, which is, what should I do with an old 401k plan balance? Now, I just recently answered this question for probably the billionth time to a friend, Tim, here in Shelby Township, Michigan. And this part of the situation's always the same. I've moved to a new employer. I've got an old plan balance. What should I do with it? Well, there are a couple options that you have to choose from. And of course, no one is a clear-cut solution to everyone. It always depends. And in some cases, there actually might be a combination of these options. But it's important to go over the four primary ones. And then you can certainly have a more in-depth conversation. So the first is do nothing, right? You've changed jobs. You've got this balance in an old 401k plan. You've picked the investments, or hopefully you've worked with a financial advisor to create the portfolio that's right for you. And you can keep it intact in the old 401k. It's still under your name. You're still going to get statements. You still have access to it. You can move it, do whatever you want with it at any point in time. You can just leave it there with one asterisk, one little caveat, and that is if the balance, generally speaking, is over $5,000. Actually, I think in 2024, it's going to go up to $7,000. What this and why this is important is that if you have more than that amount, more than the five or the eventual $7,000, you can keep your plan balance in the plan, and it'll stay there. If you have a balance that's less than that amount, let's say, I don't know, it's $500 or $1,000, something like that, the employer can force out or force you out of the plan. If it's under $1,000, they can simply just send you a check for the balance. They'll mail it to you, and you've got the check. If it's over $1,000, they can force you out, but into an IRA. So there's no tax consequence. It all stays tax deferred. But they're just saying, listen, you can keep this money in a retirement plan. We don't want it in ours because administratively there's just too many people. But we're gonna put you over here in an IRA. If it's under $1,000. They can just send you a check. If it's over the $5,000 or eventual $7,000, they just got to stay put. Now, they might give you a call and say, hey, you've got this balance here. Have you considered doing something with it? But they can't force you to do anything. You can stay there. Now, those are small amounts, but odds are if you've been working at an employer for a number of years, you've been saving, and so we're probably well over the eventual $7,000 figure, right? We might be talking $50,000, $100,000, $500,000 in old 401k balance. So option one, you can leave it there. Option two is to take a lump sum distribution. Now, unless it was some very special circumstance, I and likely your tax professional would not advise you to take a lump sum distribution from the 401k, meaning give me all my money and that's going to be treated as income, right? So I'm going to pay taxes on the whole amount. Plus, if I'm not at least 55, you're going to pay an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. Tax heavy, not a good outcome. So generally speaking, unless there is a very specific situation, you would not want to take a lump sum distribution because of all the tax ramifications involved. Option three is to roll the balance over to your new employer's plan, right? So you've got a 401k balance in an old 401k. You're at the new job, new 401k. You could roll the old balance over to the new 401k plan. Now, that's making some assumptions. In modern times, most plans allow for rollovers, meaning your new plan will accept a rollover from an old plan. I'd be surprised if a plan didn't offer it, but this is something you'll want to check on. You can ask your HR folks, or if you really want the nitty-gritty, ask for a summary plan description. Summary plan description, SPD for short. That is the Reader's Digest user's guide to how your 401k plan works. What's permissible, what you can do, when you can take a distribution, all that sort of stuff will be in that document. Or, like I said, you could just call the folks in HR and they'll probably tell you. It's important to note that 401k money has some unique features that when it leaves a 401k plan, like, for example, if you were to roll it into an IRA, which is option number four that we'll get to in a second, but if that money leaves a 401k plan, it can't go back in. So you can't roll money out of a retirement plan into an IRA and then back into a 401k. You want to keep it all clean between 401k plans. There's some nuanced provisions in a retirement plan. For example, hardship distributions or possibly taking a loan. These are things, again, that you'd want to consult with the plan advisor or your personal financial planner to talk through how this new plan works. Now, option number four, as I mentioned previously, would be to roll the balance in a 401k into an IRA or to a Roth. If you had a Roth balance in your 401k, you could roll that into a Roth IRA, or you could do a partial conversion. But rolling money from a 401k into an individual retirement account or an IRA. So this is different in that when you roll money between 401k plans, as you're probably familiar with, you have a set investment menu to pick from, right? You've got options of some mutual funds to pick from, and that's what you get to choose from. If you roll from a 401k to an IRA, you have the entire investment universe at your disposal. In both options number three, 401k to 401k, or option four, 401k to an IRA, those are all considered qualified or rollovers. And so all that money remains tax deferred. So when the money moves between 401k plans or between a 401k and an IRA, the tax is deferred. It's considered a rollover. You're not paying any penalties, like that extra 10% if you're not at least 55, or income taxes or anything like that. It all stays tax deferred and will continue to stay that way until you start taking out distributions in the future. So IRA, the advantage is that you get to create a tailored investment plan from any combination of investments, any mutual fund, any stocks, any CDs, any bonds, any, you name it, you can own it in an IRA. So those are the four options. Now, there is one unique situation that I should mention, because I brought up the idea of loans from 401k, and I've ran into the situation a few times, so it's worth noting here, and that is, if you leave an old employer, right, with a 401k balance, and you have an outstanding loan on that 401k plan, on that balance at the old employer, and now you're at the new place, and you've got this loan on the old plan, you've got like 30 days to pay the loan back in full, or it'll be treated as a taxable distribution as if you had taken that out, right? So case in point, you've got a balance. Let's say you have a $10,000 loan at the old plan. You've moved to the new employer. You say, Rob, I got this loan. What should I do with it? Well, now that you've already separated from service, you're no longer an employee at that old plan, you can't pay that loan back through payroll, right? Because that's the old employer. Your payroll is going through the new employer, and you can't instruct them to say, hey, send my 401k loan payments back to the old one. That doesn't work. So you've got essentially two options. Payroll, that might be a little bit difficult if you took the loan in the first place to pay it off in full and shut short in such short time. Or B, if you don't pay it back, they'll just treat it now instead of a loan, which you didn't pay any taxes on or anything. Now they're going to turn that $10,000 loan balance into a taxable distribution, right? So now you're going to get a tax form that says you took a $10,000 distribution. So now you're going to owe the taxes on that, plus possibly an early withdrawal penalty in the next tax year. Not a good situation. So something you want to be mindful of maybe before you make the jump to the new company is trying to square away how you're going to pay that old loan back. Okay. So four major topics, like I said, there can be a combination of things. You know, you can do a partial, you could do a combination of all four. You could say, I changed jobs, I need some cash to pay for something. I want to move some money to my new 401k plan, and I want to roll some money over into an IRA so I can pick some from a wider array of investments, and I want to leave some money in the old 401k. Now, I don't know, I can't think of a situation that would actually happen, but in theory, you could do all four or any combination thereof when it comes to an old 401k balance. So what should you do? Well, you got to think through a handful of things, and that's certainly a more individual conversation. There's a couple other things that you might think about, like vesting, if you have any matches in the old 401k. That vesting schedule stops the day that you leave. So sometimes people think, well, I should leave the money there longer so that I get, you know, that the money to vest and I get more of my profit sharing or match. Nah, that doesn't happen. That clock stopped. But these are all things that you'd want to talk through with a financial advisor, or you're certainly always welcome to give me a call or send me an email. Hopefully you found those four options in the past 10 plus or so minutes insightful, and I've been able to answer a few questions that you might have had. I might have created some new questions. As always, I sincerely appreciate you including the 10 spot in your playlist and sharing what you've learned with others. Please email me with any of those follow-up questions, suggestions, or topic requests. for future episodes to robert.ray, R-A-Y, at ubs.com. Thank you for listening and have an awesome day.